Dale Carnegie said, if you want to conquer fear, don't sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. Well, today on Growing Hope, we're talking about how we can reframe our fears to make a way to overcome.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, I am Catherine Lang, and I am your resident Hope Smith, here to have fun, make friends, and find ways to be relentlessly helpful, because when we invest in each other, we grow up our own possibilities. And that's what we're all about here on Growing Hope, is growing up our unique design and our unique possibilities. But sometimes we're a little nervous about that. Sometimes it can be a little bit scary stepping out into the unknown, and it can be more comfortable to settle into our uncomfortable places, because at least we know those uncomfortable places. At least we're familiar with the schedule and activities and, you know, the everything that's involved for their uncomfortable places. When we start moving into change, we move into the unknown. And the unknown can be scary. So if we're going to build success and if we're going to walk out our possibilities, we're going to have to figure out a way to turn fear around, to change up how we look at fear, to see fear differently. In other words, today on Growing Hope, we're going to be reframing our fears. When we reframe our fears, we shift how we look at them. It is amazing how a little shift can make a huge difference. The other day I was sitting at the mechanic shop, and I tend to work from my car because after 17 years of homeschooling, I've learned that if I want to get things done, it's easier just to do them where I am than to drive back and forth between activities. So I have learned to work in many situations, and I have little portable offices that I take with me. And I was sitting in the car waiting for the mechanic to get to my car. But it was cold, and my toes were freezing, and I was just about to give up when the mechanic got in, and he moved the car. It was only about 6 feet. He just barely shifted the car, but when he shifted that car, the sun began to flood in through the window, and when the sun flooded in, it hit me and it started warming me where I was. Nothing had changed. The circumstances were still exactly the same, except for that little shift. The little shift made all the difference. So when it comes to fear and reframing fear, it doesn't have to be a big thing to make a difference. Sometimes we just need to shift a little, to change a little, to see a little bit different in order to be able to walk out the path we need to walk. We don't have to be bold in everything. Sometimes facing our fear and reframing our fear, we're going to be a little timid. It's going to be kind of like stepping out on the diving board the first time. If you've never stepped out on the high dive, then you won't understand. But if you have, you know that first time, it's a little disconcerting to let go of those bars and to step. Just yesterday, I was working on the back deck, and I was throwing stuff off the back deck, and there's a broken area, and I was going to throw through the broken area, but I was a little nervous to do that, because what if I slipped? There's nothing to catch me. And that's the same feeling you can have when you're on the high dive or when you're fixing to step out into your possibilities. What if I slip? What if I fall? What if I make a fool of myself? All of these things start going through our heads, and this is how fear gets drummed up. All of these what ifs start happening. Well, if we're going to walk out our success and move from a block to a breakthrough, we're going to have to reframe those fears into possibility thinking. it's not about not being afraid. It's about being willing to move on, even when fear does stir up. Fear can be a way of letting you know that it's a dangerous situation, but fear can also be a way of holding you back from your possibilities. And when you begin to evaluate and reframe, you begin to know which way it is that fear is happening. When you understand the fear that you're facing, when you understand what it is you're up against, then you can begin to adjust it so that you can walk out what you need to do. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk tips for reframing fear so that we can build up our success. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, the Fear Reframing Edition. I am Catherine Lang, and I am a dream igniter because I know when we understand our possibilities, we can be bold in pursuing those possibilities. So we need that extra jolt sometimes to get going, and that's what I'm here to do, to help you and me pursue our dreams. But fear often gets in the way. Fear will keep us from moving into those possibilities. I mentioned the high dive, and I mentioned the high dive because I started diving in an attempt to catch the attention of my now husband. Because isn't that why we do most of the things that we do? I knew a little bit about diving. I could swim like a fish, but the high dive and I were not good friends. It's not that I didn't want to dive, it's that I didn't want to make a fool of myself in the process. But I started diving to impress him. And I went on to many competitions, but there was this one girl that always beat me. And I came to the last diving meet of the year, and I really didn't want to dive. I was afraid that she was going to beat me again. And I called a friend of mine who is a pragmatist. And I was looking for encouragement, and I was looking for that hope I needed to keep going. And I said, I don't know if I want to dive. And he said, then don't dive. It's up to you. So I learned something from that day. One, you don't call a pragmatist for hope and encouragement. And two, when you look at it, when you just reframe it just a little, it changes your perspective. As soon as he told me to do it for me, it changed how I looked at the situation. I was no longer worried about what other people thought. I was focused on me and what I was doing in this attempt and what I was getting from this attempt. When fear comes against us, it is trying to hold us back from our possibilities. When this false evidence appearing real, the what ifs I call them, when these come up, we need to reframe them so that we can see our possibilities and walk out our purpose. The first thing we need to do is to admit that fear. You don't have to tell anybody else. You just have to let yourself admit that this is a scary situation for you. It doesn't have to be scary for anybody else. This is about you facing and reframing your fear. So just write it down. Write down what's bothering you. Write down why it's bothering you. If there's someone you can talk it through with, go to them and talk to them. If you have an accountability group, that's great as well. You can share with others. You can write it down. You can share it with God. It's just a matter of getting it out there, because sometimes just getting it out there allows the light to shine on it. The next thing you want to do is dig for the roots, because there is a root cause for the fear. There is something that allowed this fear to grow up. You can rip out that fear for the moment, but if you don't get down into the roots, it's just going to dig back up. So you want to dig down and uncover the ultimate why of the fear. When you look at this fear from that root situation, then you can position yourself to think about the workarounds. Because there's always a workaround or a work through or work over or whatever you have to do. There is a way. Sometimes it's just a matter of being able to stand through it. But the point is, there is a workaround. So come up with a list of workarounds. Think of even the outrageous ones. Just creatively think of about 10 different ways that you could get around this fear so that you begin to reframe the fear and see it in a different light. You don't have to pursue those workarounds, but at least you know that there is a way. Once you have admitted the fear and dug down into the roots and thought about your workarounds, focus on your unique purpose, your unique why. Why are you doing what you're doing? When you reframe that, when you look at that fear through the eyes of your uniqueness, that alone can sometimes change how the fear is framed. You don't have to fight off the voices of what other people tell you you have to do, because now you're holding up the fear to your uniqueness. You're holding it up to your why, and it becomes uniquely viewed through your purpose. And finally, when you're reframing your fear, the last thing and the most important thing you have to do is do it anyway. When you know that you are supposed to be walking down this unique path and fear is standing in the way, you have to walk anyway. And that really is ultimately what courage is facing that fear and going forward anyway. Because things that you don't understand and things that you don't know the outcome for and things that you have not planned can be scary. They can cause fear to well up in you. But if you do it anyway, then fear will begin to fade, because fear fades when courage pushes forward. It has to. Fear cannot hold up to courage. You have a unique design and a unique purpose, but it's going to require that you move from where you are into where you want to be and into where you know you need to go. This is going to require moving from here to there, which means change. And change can be scary, and change can cause fear. But I'm here to tell you that change is happening whether you face the fear or not. Change is constantly happening. The question is, will you choose your change, or will you allow your change to be put on you? When you choose your change, then you're going to have to face that fear. And when you face that fear, if you will reframe it, if you will shift just a little bit, if you will admit the fear and dig for the roots and find your workarounds and hold them up to your why and then step, you will be able to live out possibility living in a way that you never imagined possible. You will live out that abundant, overflowing life that you're called to live out. You will fly. Because the thing that holds us back from our potential more than anything else is the lies that fear tells us. Fear will look us straight in the eyes and say no, when we know that we can. It is up to each and every one of us to face our own unique fears, and fears come in all shapes and sizes, and they are uniquely designed for each individual. We have to face the fear, though. We have to choose to see that fear and say, I'm going through. I'm moving on. I'm getting there. Because if we don't push on, then fear will push us down. Fear's holding us back if we allow it to. Or we can push through and fly. It's totally in our hands. And it really is no more complicated than that. We just have to make the choice. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to follow up a little bit on this fear reframing and also a challenge to move us forward. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
And now it's time for Back Porch Chats, where I share the little snippets of wisdom I gain from chatting with friends and family on the back porch and around the globe. Welcome, John Michael Morgan.
When, let's say, for example, a lot of churches I've talked to, they've got these different plans that they want to do, these different ideas, and they're really good ideas. And then I start walking them through, okay, here's how you could do that, and here's what it would look like. But then they get into that, but that's not how we've always done it.
Yep. We've never done it that way before.
yeah, which is, the worst thing that anyone could ever say or think is, that whole thing. And sometimes I've had to say, well, listen, if it was so good the way you've done it, then why are you trying to change?
Yep.
Why have a new idea, right? And so that's the thing, is it's like, okay, we've got to, grow and adapt. And that is all exciting to me. But then, like I said, then the challenge is coming in and helping someone get outside of that.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/bookstores. books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Competech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's episode of Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and I am encouraging you to go out and get busy reframing your fears, walking out your possibilities, and daring to be all that you're uniquely designed to be, because only you can do it. There are so many times when I wish someone else could do it. No, I take that back. There are so many times I wish someone else would do it so that I wouldn't have to. I wish for a lot of things in my life, but do I really want to invest what it takes to get there? Nah, not always. Probably more times than not, I don't want to do it. I just want it done. When it comes to fear, that can become even more powerful. Because who wants to face fear? Who wants to face that disturbing sense that's welling up inside you? Who wants to go into that? When we do make the choice to reframe our fear, then we allow for possibility thinking. We allow for moving into potential that we could not reach if we did not make the choice to face that fear. When we say, yes, I am afraid, or yes, I do have apprehensions or fears about this, but I know that I am being directed to walk this way, then we are positioned to walk that way. We all have to make the choice to do what we know we're designed to do. And when we make that choice, fear is going to try to get in the way. That's just its job. What if I don't do it? What if I make the step and I fall short, or fall flat, or fall on my face? Speaking from experience, once you fall on your face a few times, then fear still tries to convince you that it's going to be painful and unpleasant when you fall on your face. And yeah, it will be, but it's not the end of the world. You pick up, you dust off, you go on. I mentioned before about diving to impress my husband. Well, one Christmas Eve at midnight mass, we come out of the church. We had just, you know, we had peace at our church. We would give hugs and all. And he had just hugged my neck and he was walking me out the door, and the snow had started falling and it put a light layer on the ground. And we stepped out onto the brick steps. Both my feet came out from under me. I fell flat on my face and I survived. I survived the humiliation. I survived the fall. But every time I step out on the snow, fear tries to convince me that I'm going to fall on my face. I refuse to allow fear to take control of my journey. Even when fear is trying to smother me, when you make that shift, when you turn just a little, just like the sun came in through the window at the mechanics, hope pours in, and faith will never, fear will never be able to hold up to faith and hope. Fear has to run when the light hits it, or fear fades when the light shows its true self. Reframe your fears so that you're in a position to walk out all that you're uniquely designed to be. You are called to live a peculiar life of your unique success. And when you reframe fear, you position yourself to do that. Thank you so much for joining me today on this journey to reframe our fear so that we can grow up our possibility living. I know that you have a unique possibility in you now. If you're struggling to find that, connect with me. www.catherinelang.com whiteboardofworlddomination.com/coach or visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com. Either way, let's get you started understanding your uniqueness and being bold in pursuit of that uniqueness so that you can reframe your fears and walk out your unique success. Remember, the strength of hope and encouragement will push through the limits and the walls of this world. So keep investing in hope and possibility and keep reframing those fears. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.